CBC, you get asked to MC a lot of events, and normally we sort of consider ourselves professionals. We cover these things from the outside, with the outsider's point of view looking in. But a few weeks ago, we got a rather rude reminder from CBC that, in fact, we are all workers. So the past few weeks have been interesting, walking around the picket line with friends and colleagues, listening to them speak as workers, and I think that given that this would be an appropriate time to greet you in a way perhaps I wouldn't normally at an event like this. Happy Labor Day, brothers and sisters!
Not really.
Labor Day 2005, the year of the lockout. Please join me in giving a warm welcome to the President of the Canadian Labor Congress, Ken Giorgetti.
Thank you. Happy Labor Day, everybody. Now, let me tell you, there's something wrong here today in Canada. You've got a guy in that building making $6.5 million a year, telling workers $30,000 is too much, and he wants to ship those jobs to a jurisdiction where they'll work for $2 an hour. We've got full-time managers at the CBC telling the workers they've got to work part-time. We've got a company in Trail, where I used to work, that's making record profits saying to their workers they need concessions. Shame! There's something wrong in Canada today when the citizens and the owners of this country are being treated the way they are by people who should know better. I say it's time to push back a lot harder in this country with our resources. And I'm telling you today, from where I sit, when I get on that plane tomorrow morning to go back to Ottawa with my friend Pat Martin and Libby Davies and the other MPs that are here, that we're going to start talking to that federal government about doing the job we elected them to do for us. This is the most important day of the year as far as I'm concerned. This is when the people who made this country work are standing up and talking to each other. Now, though, I'm asking you to do something else. You get on that phone and you talk to your members of parliament. You talk to your members of the Legislative Assembly and tell them start to represent your interests in the House of Parliament and in the provincial legislatures. These guys should not be able to get away with what they do. I think it's time that Canadian labor stood up a lot stronger, and we have to start to we have to start to demand accountability and representation from those we elected to protect our interests and our rights in this country.
Please welcome Jim Sinclair of the BC Federation of Labor.
Welcome! Is anybody ready to give up yet?
No!
Are you ready to fight?
Yeah!
Are you ready to defend this province?
Yeah!
Then let's get on with it, folks, because we're going to fight for our lives now, and I'm convinced we can do it!
Yeah! Listen, I want to say it is Labor Day. I love the mayor in the big city of Toronto who says that every day should be Labor Day in this country. But today we're here to celebrate. We're here to celebrate the struggles of working people and to show our solidarity with a bunch of folks who need our help today. It's not an easy battle people are involved in, but let me just say this. Nothing we've ever won in this province and in this country was ever easy. No one ever ran in when we were lying on the couch and said, hey, do you want a pension plan? Hey, do you want a wage increase? Hey, do you want some rights? Every right that we ever had in this country, we had to fight for, and we're going to have to keep fighting, right? We must also celebrate our sacrifices that you have made and others have made to keep this union strong and keep this movement strong. And I'd like to say we can all rest on our laurels, but we can't, because the battles are ahead of us now. Ken Giorgetti was right. He said large corporations are getting greedier, they're getting larger, and the CEOs keep getting wage increases and benefit increases, at least those ones that aren't going to jail. And they keep coming for concessions from workers. paychecks are harder and harder to make ends meet. Wages for young workers have dropped 25% in the last decade. This is a shameful event for us in this province. You know, TELUS calls it, CBC calls it, Cominco calls it, all these corporations, they keep saying it's all about modernizing collective agreements. It's all about global competition and calling it market-based employment. We know what it is, don't we? It's a return to the same old crap we had to fight for 50 years. And we're not going back there, folks, because that's not where we're headed. We are only going to win this battle by sticking together. To the CBC workers, to the people from CBC who are fighting today, they are fighting the same battle as TELUS workers. They are fighting to save public broadcasting like folks are fighting to save a telephone company in British Columbia. They're fighting so we don't have temporary workers, which is what CBC wants. Well, wait a minute, folks. Who's got a temporary kid here in the audience that they can give up when their job's temporary, eh? Ever checked out the bank lately? Stop down and talk to the bank. Oh, sorry, Mr. Manager. Can I have a temporary mortgage? The fact is, this isn't about progress at CBC or TELUS or Cominco. This is about turning back the clock, and that's what we're fighting, sisters and brothers. We're going to ask you to do more because more is necessary. We're going to stand tall in this labor movement in British Columbia because that's what makes us who we are. Good, decent, honest, hardworking people with our families trying to do what's best for this province. And I know you're going to do that. So hang in there. Keep up the fight. Solidarity forever, folks.
Lots of people have come out every day. It's too many unions to mention, so just like to say thank you for that. On behalf of all of my colleagues, we do appreciate that. It helps a lot, boosts our support, boosts our morale. And to talk about what we're doing, where we're at with the Canadian Media Guild, please welcome Colin Preston from the CMG.
Thanks for coming out. We've been doing this for 130 years. Labor has won,
fought for and won the right to gather to take this day of rest that it became a paid holiday. It's been a real education for those of us, CBC, Radio Canada, who've been locked out. We're journalists and we're impartial and we're not supposed to be have these sort of partisan feelings. But all of a sudden, you realize there's a real camaraderie between all the unions. We've got the same sort of fight. I feel like Marty McFly up here because the labor laws of now is back to the future. It's the 19th century all over again. Like every place, we want to do the best we can at the CBC, at the TELUS operator. We realize now when we look at, people have said, we're out on the sidewalks and we're saying, hey, wait a minute. In that building is not the CBC, and I'll bet in this, that's not TELUS in there. We're TELUS, we're CBC, we're Tech Cominco. I'm the archivist there, so I'm the keeper of the frame. I keep the memory going, and I looked up some things about unions and what we're on about, and I think the best line is for me is, what we wish for ourselves, we wish for all.
I just want to finish off with one song and thank you all on behalf of everyone who's come out today. This is an amazing thing. And you all know this one, and we shall not be moved. We shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, we shall not be moved. The union is behind us, we shall not be moved. That's planted near the water. We shall not be moved. Here's our drum solo again. 1, 2, 3, 4. We shall not be moved. We just like a tree that's planted by the warm water. We shall not be moved. Y'all doing this for your families. We shall not be moved. You keep doing it for your families. We shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted.